Rebecca Sipes. I'm a pianist here in Southwest Virginia in Roanoke. And there is tons of music out there that was written by women throughout the years, like maybe starting in the late 1700s, even earlier than that, but up until current day. Music written by women that is unbelievable, but for various reasons has not come to see the light, whether it's because it wasn't published or it just wasn't performed. There's all sorts of reasons, and that music needs to be heard. And I also think that young musicians, whether they're male or female, need to realize that it wasn't just a white male thing. It really is a more diverse group of people that have written classical music. So that's what we're trying to do, is to expose some of that and to give it some oxygen so it can breathe. One thing that we have done this summer that we decided to do, partially for our own mental well-being, is we did a interview series where we decided to interview a different woman related to the music field, women that inspire us. And that has been absolutely phenomenal. We've also gleaned so much wonderful information. We've had people from various parts of the music field. So we've had singers, composers, a music critic who just retired from the Washington Post, who was fascinating to kind of pick her brain about the arts industry, especially right now, because we face a very uncertain future in classical music. So aside from that, we've just kind of put things on the back burner, partly also because one of our important aspects of our group is, like I mentioned earlier, commissioning living composers to write us pieces. And we have two pieces that we've had commissioned that are actually finished. We have a project down the works too, where we were supposed to start doing presentations in public schools of this amazing children's book called Dancing Hands. And it's a children's book that has amazing poetry about Teresa Carreño, who's another amazing female composer that was invited by Abraham Lincoln to come when she was a little girl. I think she was 11 or 12, to play at the White House for his family. So we're going to do a musical presentation of that story when all of this is gone and we can go into the schools. So we're totally excited about that.